Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, on Sunday, Mexico confirmed a new case of New World screwworm, this time less than 70 miles out from the U.S. and Mexico border. This is now the northernmost detection of New World screwworm during this outbreak and the one most threatening to America's cattle and livestock industry. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says that protecting the U.S. from New World screwworm is non-negotiable and a top priority of the Trump administration, and that they're firmly executing their five-prong plan that'll take decisive action to help protect our borders, even in the absence of cooperation. She said as part of that initiative, the USDA and other agencies are sending personnel and other resources south of the border.
The government of Mexico does not have the same resources that we have in America, so we are investing and deploying multitudes of our staff and team and expertise, again, for the first time, directly into Mexico to work alongside their government.
Now, currently, U.S. ports remain closed to imports of cattle, bison, and horses from Mexico, and this latest case has been found in Sabinas Hidalgo, located in the state of Nuevo León. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.